家好，我是 Vicky， 很高兴大家又来到我们的节目。
I'm Lindy, and thanks for tuning in with us yet again for another episode of Chinese Language Convo Club. And 今天我们要谈的是一个比较快要高级的一个课文。我们要谈的什么？
今天我们要讲的这个故事叫做离家出走的阿姨。
Okay, so 离家出走。So like running away from home, and then an 阿姨 who is running away from home.离家出走的，
对对，我们先看一看生词吧。
好的，
吐槽
，to complain, to vent.
自驾游
，to take a road trip.
AA 制
，to split the bill.
闹心
，annoyed, irritated.
供孩子
，provide for a child, support.
不管不问
，indifferent, apathetic.
压抑。
Depressed, low-spirited.
触目惊心
Striking, heart-wrenching.
出镜
Appear on camera.
奢侈品
Luxury products.
电商平台
E-commerce platform.
宣传
To promote.
播出
To broadcast.
清一色
Unanimous.
离家出走
To run away from home.
爆红
To become famous overnight.
邀约
Invitation.
巅峰
Pinnacle, peak.
好的，那么下面让我们来看一看到底这个阿姨为什么会离家出走。
All right.
不知道大家还记不记得去年年底时那则火遍国内外的视频，一个名叫苏敏的56岁阿姨在驾车途中，面对镜头吐槽着自己的丈夫：“
我为什么要自驾游？”这个问题呢，现在给大家说说。我和我老公怎么说呢？我们结婚到现在，我们的那个经济都是 AA 制。我跟他住在一起呢，我就感觉很闹心。而且呢，你反正两个人，我要是跟他住在一起吧。我不但不花他一分钱，我还要每天免费为他做饭，为他打扫卫生，为他洗衣服。所以说我就比较闹心，我就不想在家，我想出去。供孩子上学的时间，他有时间也是不管不问的。我挣的钱还要供孩子上学，然后家里面吧，他就最多就是买个菜，不能说他一点也不那个，他就说买个菜啊。总之来说，你跟他生活一起就是压力，就是压力，真的压力，我就感到压抑压力。终于忍到我外甥上幼儿园了，我必须要出去。
视频当中，苏敏阿姨那句“跟他在一起就是压力，压力，压力”重复3遍的两个字，简直是触目惊心。如今这位阿姨在驾车出逃了5个月后又火了，她接到了人生中的第一支广告，和女明星谭卓、傅首尔一起出镜，为奢侈品电商平台做宣传，赶在妇女节时播出。虽然是广告，但是却没有任何催买的口号，而是鼓励女性活出独立的人生。广告一经播出，网上清一色的都是恭喜的声音。相信谁都没有想到，这位平凡的河南阿姨会因为离家出走而爆红，并获得大牌广告的邀约，登上人生的巅峰。
听了这个故事，我们现在知道这个阿姨她现在是火遍了国内外。
对 ，yes. So this is actually the very first part that I want to ask you about. 我要看一下第一句，不知道大家还记不记得去年年底时。那则火遍国内外的视频。I think I understand most of that, but the first question is, 为什么要说则？则是不是视频的量词？
对对
，OK，
它是你可以说个是比较简单啊，那个视频，但是则听起来好像更加的正式一点，听起来你的中文。好像更好一些。
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was thinking 我好像是听过个这个视频，但是这是第一次我看到则那则视频。So yeah, I just wanted to ask like why it was different. So,
其实是没什么区别的，很多量词都可以，我们叫 measure word 是吧，都可以用个来代替。则就是对于视频来说是更加的好一些。
OK, 比较专业一些是吧，
对，是是。
OK, got it. So the next question was, 那则火遍国内外的视频为什么要说遍，火遍什么什么地方，
就是说这个火就是形容大家都知道了，它的名字 famous, become famous,然后遍就是到处，遍地都是，到处都是的意思。
OK, I see, because 好像以前在中国你们有一个节目叫做走遍美国是不是，
是是是。
OK, 有人告诉我没有看到过。 So could I, 能不能把这个遍省略掉， Can I say 那则活国内外的视频，而活在国内外的视频，
好像一般不会这么说，好像一般会说火遍。
OK, because 国内外 right, like 火遍 and then there's like a place afterwards, so it kind of has to be like around the whole world this video became famous or went viral.
对，这个遍可能就指的是 all over, 啊，火遍，到处都着火了。
OK,
你想一想。
Got it, got it, got it. 那为什么这位爱变火了，
因为呢他离家出走了啊，他在一个视频中面对镜头，他吐槽自己的丈夫，他告诉大家说我为什么要自驾游呢，他要跟大家讲一讲。
OK, all right, 等一下我们先要看一下吐槽这个词。 Now I've heard people say 吐槽， So I want to ask you, is 吐槽 is that the right way to say it? Or 吐槽哪一个是好一点？
现在有很多词它有两种读音，一种是大家日常生活中习惯的读音，你经常会听见吐槽，吐槽读四声，还有一种是在字典里面出现的，你如果查字典的话你发现它是三声，所以有很多这样的词它在字典里的发音和在日常生活中人们习惯的用法是不一样的，所以其实两个都可以。
OK, so if I say 吐槽 or if I say 吐槽, which one makes my Chinese sound better in your opinion?
如果用大家习惯的方式的话可能会说吐槽。
OK, all right, that makes sense, more native, right?
是是，对。
OK, 那他吐槽他的丈夫，然后他说我为什么要自驾游呢？ So why is it that I want to goon a road trip? So, 自驾游。 Yeah, this is kind of an interesting word. Can you, 能不能给我们进一步解释一下？
对对，自就是自己，驾就是开车，游就是旅游。
Okay.
So, 自驾游，自己开着车出去旅游。就是从前不是所有的人都有车，所以大家出去的时候要参加旅行团，然后和别的人一起出去。现在因为很多人很多家庭他们都买了车，所以说大家可能觉得自己开着车出去旅游更方便更自由，所以自驾游就变成了一种更受欢迎的旅行方式。
Oh, very interesting, because I have always felt that 自驾游 was almost a very uniquely AmericanSort of pastime. But it seems like recently in China, it's also become a lot more popular.
对，是的，是的。中国的变化很大，三十年以前，可能有的时候吃不饱，所以说你怎么开车，对不对？没有车，然后慢慢的自行车开始，大家开始有了，到现在，几乎每家都有一辆、两辆或者更多的车，所以说那就自驾游就变得更加可行了。
I see. 变火了，可以这么说吗？
可以可以，这个自驾游的这种旅行方式变火了。
好好 very good. So she has gone off on a road trip, but it's not because she's happy or because she's traveling, but she's trying to get away from her husband. And so what is going on in their situation?
她是这样吐槽她自己的老公的。她说我们结婚到现在经济都是 AA 制。我跟她住在一起就感觉很闹心。
Okay, we've gotten to a couple more of our vocabulary words. If we can actually, 能不能说回吐槽，我忘了翻译。吐槽应该是 complain or to vent. Or I did kind of translated it as we went through the list of words. But when we were explaining it further, I didn't mention that it's kind of like a venting sort of word. It's not just complaining. So I did want to mention that. But let's go on to talk about AA制. This is a cool word. And I felt like it was a very easy word to learn. Like the first time somebody said AA制. 我都学会了。
其实我一开始这个 AA 制是在中国听说的，然后当然中国很少用这个方法。到了美国以后，我才知道这个 AA 制原来不是从英语来的。我一直在中国的时候以为 AA 制是从英文来的。
OK, so 是哪里来的？
其实我也不知道，你知道它是从哪来的吗？
知道。OK, 不是美国，也不是中国来的，是 some kind of a mystery word. But it's so easy. It's just like the letter A and then the letter A and then 制, and it just means to split the bill.
是是。
OK, why 制? Because 付 means to pay. So why isn't it AA 付?
这个制的意思是 style.就是说 AA style, 就是我们各付各的 style, 叫 AA 制。
Interesting. All right, so AA 制在中国也是变火了吗？还是老样子，就是以前 you know, 我来请客，然后下次你来请客。
可能对于没有经济能力的小孩，比如说学生，可能更多的用 AA 制。因为他也没有办法负担请客，对吧？但是对于我们大多数人来说，还是说今天你请客，明天他请客，这个是一种好像更加使友谊变得更好的一种方式，而不是说你付你的，我付我的，大家就觉得有距离感。
Yes, I agree. So, you know, when I pay this time and you pay next time, that does have a more friendly feel to it.Then I'm going to pay for my own and you pay for your own. Yeah, it does kind of have a distance there. And I have felt that because when I was living in China, that was the way of paying the bill that I got used to. You know, 这一次我请客，然后下次你请客，然后我觉得还是我们的友谊是比较，能不能说亲密？ Like very close.
对，就是感觉关系很近，而不是说疏远。对
OK, 我们的关系很近。Yeah, so this kind of feel. And then 我回到美国以后，然后还是老样子，美国老样子的办法，我来付我自己，你去付你自己。然后我觉得，哦，好像我需要习惯这个方法。I sort of wasn't used to it and I had to like readjust back to that way of doing it.
对，然后我觉得可能另一个原因是因为在中国的花销比较低，就是说，当然，除非你去，很 fancy, 就是很贵的餐馆， right. 像一般的餐馆，你请上三个五个朋友，一顿饭其实也花不了很多钱，其实你是 it's affordable,
right,
你自己是可以支付得起，
right, 有道理， yes, so that's true. So the expenses in China are much lower, or at least.They were at the time when I was there. So it is possible to treat people to lunch or to dinner. Whereas in America, the living expenses are quite a bit higher. So it's not always possible to do that.
是的，是的。特别对于工薪阶层来说，可能你请上五个朋友，十个朋友，如果在美国你要付这一顿饭， 可能还会觉得有点心疼。
Oh my gosh, yes, that would cost a fortune.
是。
For sure. Yes, unless we went to McDonald's or someplace like that.
对对对,是。
Yep. So I want to ask you a question then. It doesn't seem like it would be normal at all. You know, 非常非常异常。这对夫妻会 AA 制。Right? So this 老阿姨 and 她的丈夫,她说经济都是 AA 制的。
对，这个在中国非常不常见。
OK.
你想朋友之间都不会 AA 制，何况是夫妻。
Right.
我听说这种方式在西方更加的常见。
Yes.
不知道你怎么想。
对，我好像也认识一些人，就是他们结婚了以后还保持他们自己的账户，他们银行账户。That's not how I did it when I got married, but I know that some people actually do it that way in America. And I'm not quite sure what the reasons would be, but it sounds like in China, that would just be completely unheard of.
嗯哼，就是不常见，但是可能也有吧，所以这个叫苏敏的阿姨，她才会离家出走。她觉得很闹心，这种方式让她很闹心。
Right, right. Yes, our next word. So, 闹心. Yes, can you explain that one a little bit more?
闹就是说心里面觉得很慌很不好、mm-hmm. 心就是 heart 对吧所以说闹心就是 annoyed 他就觉得不高兴、嗯、
Okay Yeah Annoyed almost doesn't seem to cover it Right、mm-hmm. Like 这个人怎么这么是一个铁公鸡 I don't know if I'm using the right expression Right But like he's so stingy
是、
Yes, would this be 闹心 or would it even be something more 更加夸张一些 Or is that a strong word? Maybe 闹心 is, see, irritated is not a super strong word in English. But would 闹心, would that be a stronger word in your opinion?
在这儿还可以、
mm-hmm.
就是闹心烦心心里面很烦还比较准确地表达了他的这种想法吧。
Okay.All right, totally makes sense. Yeah.、
Mm-hmm.
So she's really, really upset, basically. Now seeing like this situation is just so awful. I can't stand it.
对。
Okay.
而且呢，不光是这一件事情让她闹心，
嗯、
mm. 她还继续吐槽或者吐槽啊，她还说说我不但不花她一分钱，
mm-hmm.
还要每天免费为她做饭。打扫卫生、
yes.
洗衣服、
yes.
所以他不想在家。
Right. 非常非常不公平。
是。
Yeah. So not only does she not spend a nickel of his money, but she has to do all of these things for him for free, like make his dinner and clean the house and wash the clothes and these kind of things. So she doesn't want to be there. She just wants to 离家出走。
是的是的。
Mm-hmm.
这个其实在中国是很常见的，就好像对于女士来说，不管你有没有一个正式的工作，反正做饭、打扫卫生、洗衣服，好像就应该是你的工作一样。
Right. Yes, absolutely.
就不知道在美国的家庭或者是西方的家庭，会不会也是同样的想法
？I think so. Yeah, 我觉得是差不多一样的。You know, 虽然没有在外面工作，但是在家里要工作，就是有很多的事要干，所以这个也算是一份工作。It's also like a kind of job. And not just the things that I mentioned, like 做饭、打扫卫生什么的，还有供孩子上学的时间 or maybe I can just say 还要供孩子 right? So you have to、mm-hmm. provide for the child.
对对、
mm-hmm.Okay, so I want to ask you, it says, 供孩子上学, which means, I think, something like, provide for the child to go to school, is that right? So does that mean, 我要付学费, pay some kind of school tuition, or does it mean something like, yeah, what exactly does that mean?
包含了有钱,然后也有时间和精力,就是小孩上学,当然在中国是很多地方都是免费的，除非你上私立学校、嗯、可能对于一般的家庭来说还是要有很多其他的事情，早上 中午晚上要给他做饭，然后要接他送他，然后要辅导他的作业，课外活动，这些都是照顾一个孩子上学，对吧？
Okay, I got it. 不好像这个老阿姨的丈夫，他是对于这些事情都是不管不问的， which means he doesn't ask and he doesn't care.
嗯哼，就是他什么也不做。
嗯。Okay, he sounds like a very lazy person.
对。
In my opinion.
是，这个阿姨说，她最多就是买个菜。
嗯。
啊，所以说，这个阿姨觉得跟她的丈夫生活在一起，就是压力。她感到非常的压抑，嗯，有很大的压力。
Okay, right. So he doesn't do much, right? He just goes out and like buys the groceries and that's it. And so she says, I feel very depressed and I feel very stressed. So 压抑, and then she says 压力. And then she puts those two words together, 压抑, 压力. 他们是常见在一起吗？
一般来说，压力指的是别的人给你的。Pressure,压抑就是说当你感到别人给你的压力的时候，你自己的这种感觉 depressed, 压抑。
Okay.
对。
I got it. So, 跟郁闷有什么不同？
两个应该是差不多的意思。可能压抑的那种感觉要比郁闷更加的强烈一些。
Okay.
嗯。
All right, so it's a little bit stronger, a little bit more intense.
对。是是。
And 郁闷. All right, did I say that right, by the way? 郁闷, or is it 郁闷?
郁闷, uh-huh.
Okay, got it.
郁闷。比如说你电话找不到了, 你很郁闷, 对吧? 就是说你不高兴。
Okay.
但是你也没有说会觉得很压抑。你常年处在一种不开心的状态下, 你就会觉得很压抑。比如说你的工作有一个特别不好的一个老板。你可能时间长了你就会觉得这个工作让你觉得特别的压抑。
Okay, I see. So it's a lot more intense and it's for a lot longer period of time.
是是对。
Okay, I got it. All right, so 视频当中苏明阿姨那句跟她在一起就是压力压力压力 I'm probably not saying it very well. 压力 right? 压力、mm-hmm. 压力压力 And then it says,重复三遍的两个字简直是触目惊心。So can you explain what this idiom means or what this 成语 means?
这个触就是看到触目就是眼睛看到然后惊心就是说让你的心里面觉得 striking, 特别的不高兴、
okay.
特别的惊讶所以就是触目惊心。
Okay.
其实翻译过来可能就比较简单就是 striking?
Striking, yeah, that was that's what it said in the dictionary. And then I felt like it was a little bit closer to heart-wrenching, like something that's very sad. Could I say that? Would you say that it's sad or there's no feeling of sad in that idiom?
对我觉得是包含着就是让你很伤心的这种感觉。
Okay.
一般会用在比较大的灾难。比如说洪水过后到处都是被毁坏的房子、
mm-hmm.
令人触目惊心。
Okay, yeah,、so then it is very heart-wrenching.
嗯哼，是。
Okay, so this is the point where she left and then she, you know, kind of started taking videos of herself as she was driving around. 她驾车出逃了、
mm-hmm.
right? She kind of made an escape by car. Is that what that means? 驾车出逃了。
对。
Okay.She made her escape. And then 五个月后又活了。I wanted to ask you about that. 又活了 because 又 means again. So 5 months later, she became famous again. Right? But that doesn't sound right because she wasn't famous to begin with.
可能是一开始的时候她刚刚出去她不是就拍了一个视频吗、
mm-hmm.
然后这个视频大家看到了吧越来越多的人看到。Mm-hmm.所以这个视频先让他火了一次然后越来越多的人看到了经过一段时间他可能就变得更出名了、嗯、其实这个视频已经是两年多以前的了、
okay.
现在这个阿姨还是很火
I see, I see. So 我以为是她拍了很多很多的视频 right? I thought she made a lot of videos and that 一整个系列就变火了 But it seems like 就是有你的解释好像是她拍了一个是特别有名然后五个月后就更有名了我可以这么理解吗
对在这个文章里面应该是这个意思、
okay.
就是刚刚开始大家知道了这个视频可能就是说经过了五个月越来越多的人知道所以就变得又火了或者更火了
Okay, so she went viral. And then,、mm-hmm. because she went viral, what happened next?
所以呢她接到了她人生当中的第一支广告和女明星谭卓傅首尔一起出镜为奢侈品电商平台做宣传。
Mm-hmm. Right. So yeah, I wanted to ask you, so she made a commercial, basically. She went viral, and then she was picked up by this e-commerce platform, and they wanted her to do some commercials, and they put her in these commercials with two actresses, 一个叫做谭卓，另一个叫傅首尔。And, you know, I have to admit that I'm not up with current Chinese media, so I don't know who these actresses are. 他们在中国非常有名吗？还是怎么样？
对对，一个是电影电视明星、
mm-hmm.
然后另外一个是在一个脱口秀，应该是一个叫《奇葩说》的节目里得了2020年冠军的一个明星、mm-hmm. 傅首尔。所以你如果在中国的话， 你可以在很多地方看到他做的广告。
Okay.Interesting. So, 这个苏明阿姨她和谭卓和傅首尔一起出镜。出镜 is just to kind of like, what, to appear in a scene or、uh-huh. to be, yeah, that's kind of what I think it means, 一起出镜 like she appeared、uh-huh. with them together on camera.
对,镜,这个地方指的是镜头,就是照相机,在照相机的镜头前。
Right. Yeah,、uh-huh. like a lens of a camera.
是的,是的。
Mm-hmm.Okay, so 他为奢 I find this word very hard to say. Let me try it again. 为奢侈品 So luxury products. 奢侈品 and then 电商 is e-commerce. 平台 platform. 为奢侈品电商平台 And then what did she do? 他做宣传 So she did like this promotional commercial. Okay.、
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what the luxury products actually were? Was it makeup? Was it jewelry? Do you know what it was?
在这里面其实我还不知道它是为什么产品做广告。但是大家在中国就是有很多比如说包包呀或者是护肤品呀或者是衣服呀就都有很多大家喜欢。如果有钱的话喜欢花很多钱去买的东西、奢侈品
OK
虽然是广告但是他们的广告没有任何催买的口号、而是鼓励女性活出独立的人生、
okay.
所以他的这个广告就是大家都很喜欢、
OK And 好像是赶在妇女节时播出Right, so it was broadcast during, what is that called again? Called Women's Day, right?
对对对3月8号、
right.
国际妇女节。
Okay, so March the 8th, that's National Women's Day in China.
是。
Okay. And then after this commercial came out, so 已经播出, is that right? So when I first looked at this, because it says 已经播出, I thought it meant that it had already come out.But it's not 已经, it's 已经 once it came out, or as soon as it came out. So 已经播出。
对对对对。
Okay.、Yeah, so everybody just pay attention to that part. So、as soon as it came out, 网上, what happened? What's that next word there?
清一色都是恭喜的声音。
Okay, so we have 清, well, now I have two first tones here.清一色 right? Or would it be, I thought I heard you just say 清一色。
对,一这个字很特别,它后面的这个字,如果是四声的话, 它就要发二声 So 清一色
Okay, I got it. Yeah, I wasn't paying attention to that, so I should definitely notice that. Even if it's in the middle of a word, you still have to change the tone to、mm-hmm. a second tone if the word after it is a fourth tone. So 清一色的 which means what? 它是什么意思？
就是大家都是同一种的声音，就没有说有的说好，有的说坏。All the same color.
Okay. Yes, all of one color. Everybody agrees that it was a great commercial. And 还给她恭喜的声音。So everything that was said about her online was kind of like congratulatory.
所以这个平凡的阿姨就因为离家出走这件事情爆红了，并且获得了大牌广告的邀约，登上了人生的巅峰。
Right. Our last couple of words there. So, 邀约 is an invitation, but I would say it's like a formal invitation. Is that
对,
right?
对，是的。Okay. Uh-huh.
All right. So, 比如说你要过生日，然后要请我来和你一起聚一聚，你不会给我什么邀约。Right?
是的。
But I would be very honored if you did that, by the way.
好的,下一次。
Right? 好的。
发一个邀请函给你。
Okay. I can't wait. All right, and so then she got the invitation basically to be on the commercial and 登上人生的巅峰。So 登 is like to climb. So she...climbed to the pinnacle of life. I don't know if I agree with this sentiment. I don't know if being in a commercial is 人生的巅峰, but 因人而异. What do you think?
我想对于这个阿姨来说，你想想，她前面这一辈子都是在家里面做饭、带孩子，照顾那个不太干活的老公。然后她现在的人生就比较自由。他每天都在外面旅游、然后呢旅游的同时他又变得爆红了、
right.
然后他同时也能赚到很多钱、所以暂时算是他的人生巅峰所以说、
yes.
以后他说不定还会更好就是另一个巅峰
Yes, yes. Yeah, on this part I agree. I guess what I'm thinking isIt's not the commercial itself that was like the pinnacle of her life, but really everything that came about because of the commercial and because she had gone viral. You know, the fame and the money and, you know, probably just a whole completely different life situation.
是。
Yes. All right, so let's listen to the story one more time.
好的。
不知道大家还记不记得去年年底时那则火遍国内外的视频，一个名叫苏敏的56岁阿姨在驾车途中面对镜头吐槽着自己的丈夫。
我为什么要指甲油？这个问题呢，现在给大家说说，我和我老公怎么说呢，我们结婚到现在，我们的那个经济都是 AA 制，我跟他住在一起呢，我就感觉很闹心，而且呢，你反正两个人，我要是跟他住在一起吧，我不但不花他一分钱，我还要每天免费为他做饭，为他打扫卫生，为他洗衣服。所以说我就比较闹心，我就不想在家，我想出去。供孩子上学的时间，他有时间也是不管不问的。我挣了钱，还要供孩子上学，然后家里面吧，他就最多就是买个菜，不能说他一点也不那个，他就说买个菜啊。总之来说，你跟他生活一起就是压力，就是压力，真的压力，我就感到压抑压力。终于等到我外甥上幼儿园了，我必须要出去。
视频当中，苏敏阿姨那句“跟他在一起就是压力，压力，压力”重复三遍的两个字，简直是触目惊心。如今这位阿姨在驾车出逃了五个月后又火了，她接到了人生中的第一支广告，和女明星谭卓、傅首尔一起出镜，为奢侈品电商平台做宣传，赶在妇女节时播出。虽然是广告，但是却没有任何催买的口号，而是鼓励女性活出独立的人生。 广告一经播出，网上清一色的都是恭喜的声音。相信谁都没有想到，这位平凡的河南阿姨会因为离家出走而爆红，并获得大牌广告的邀约，登上人生的巅峰。
我们现在去听一听我们的 Catch My Drift part。
Alright, sounds like a plan, let's do it.
我老婆为什么要离家出走，要自驾游呢？这个太让我压抑了。再说，她还总是公开吐槽自己的丈夫，哎，简直是让人忍无可忍。我只是叫她来做饭、打扫房间、供孩子上学，很正常嘛。不干这些事就称不上女人吧？你说对不对？但是最近邻居们都清一色地说我不是什么好人，怎么老对他不管不问的？买个菜已经很不错了，对不？我应该和两个更有名的明星一起出镜，做相反的宣传，为了鼓励男性活出他们想要的人生。我想象这种更有趣的广告肯定是我自己爆红的好机会。
Now it's time for the pronunciation section. So we kind of like putting these three parts all together in the end, you know, the dialogue, then the catch my drift, then pronunciation. And I myself have been practicing with the pronunciation parts, and it is extremely helpful with my Chinese fluency. I still have some issues trying to, you know, string words together and my pronunciation and my grammar and all that stuff. And I find the pronunciation part extremely useful. So I hope you do too. And here we go.
Please repeat after me, then answer the question.
请跟我重复一遍，然后回答下面的问题。火变，国内外，火变国内外。火遍国内外的视频，那则火遍国内外的视频，年底时，去年年底时，不知道大家还记不记得。不知道大家还记不记得去年年底时，不知道大家还记不记得那则火遍国内外的视频，
不知道大家还记不记得什么呢？
不知道大家还记不记得去年年底时那则火遍国内外的视频？
吐槽，吐槽着自己的丈夫，面对镜头，面对镜头吐槽着自己的丈夫。驾车途中，阿姨在驾车途中，一个名叫素敏，56岁阿姨，一个名叫素敏的56岁阿姨，一个名叫素敏的56岁阿姨在驾车途中，一个名叫素敏的56岁阿姨在驾车途中，面对镜头吐槽着自己的丈夫。
那个火遍国内外的视频是关于什么呢？
一个名叫素敏的56岁阿姨在驾车途中面对镜头吐槽着自己的丈夫。
奢侈品，电商平台，奢侈品电商平台，做宣传，为奢侈品电商平台做宣传。人生中的第一支广告，人生中的第一支广告。他接到了人生中的第一支广告。出镜，和女明星一起出镜。他接到了人生中的第一支广告，和女明星一起出镜。播出，妇女节时播出，赶在妇女节时播出。为奢侈品电商平台做宣传，赶在妇女节时播出。他接到了人生中的第一支广告，和女明星一起出镜，为奢侈品电商平台做宣传，赶在妇女节时播出。
这位阿姨得到了什么样的机会？
她接到了人生中的第一支广告，和女明星一起出镜，为奢侈品电商平台做宣传，赶在妇女节时播出。
离家出走，爆红，因为离家出走而爆红。平凡的阿姨，平凡的河南阿姨。这位平凡的河南阿姨，这位平凡的河南阿姨会因为离家出走而爆红。没有想到，谁都没有想到，相信谁都没有想到，相信谁都没有想到，这位平凡的河南阿姨会因为离家出走而爆红。
谁都没有想到了什么？
相信谁都没有想到，这位平凡的河南阿姨会因为离家出走而爆红。
听了我们今天这个故事，不知道大家有没有什么感想？就是比如说，你觉得家暴在你的国家是一个很大的问题吗？
Yes, you know, I wonder that myself. So 家暴 means domestic violence. And I guess I should ask you, so 对你来说，你觉得在这个情况里，这个丈夫的行为，他算不算家暴？
就看你对家暴的这个范围是怎么定义的。 大多数人可能都不觉得这种行为是一种家暴，好像更多的人觉得就是暴嘛，就是有暴力，比如说遭到打呀，或者是人身伤害那种算是家暴。
Yeah.
但是还有一种叫冷暴力。
Okay, say that again. 冷暴力。
对。
Okay, maybe that's kind of like neglect.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I think that's definitely a kind of abuse too. I think that maybe the worst kind of abuse is the kind that you can deny. 你可以否则。Is that the right way to say it? Like,
否定。
否定。Ah, okay. 又可以否定。Like, okay, I didn't hit that person. There's no bruise on that person or there's no other thing. So therefore, I'm not somebody who abuses somebody else. I think that's the worst kind. Yeah. So what do you think? Do you think that 家暴在中国是很大的一件事情吗？
我觉得可能在所有的地方都是一件很大的事情。
Mm-hmm.
但是它的问题就在于每个人对于家暴的定义不太一样，所以有些人可能不觉得这是家暴，他们也就不会采取任何的行动。
Yeah, that's true. So people have different definitions of what it is. And I think another big problem is that it's kind of embarrassing and it's kind of in private.Right, because it's happening in people's houses. How would I say it's private?
隐私是一个隐私的问题。
Okay, 一个隐私的问题。So it's kind of like hidden from other people's view. So it could go on and it could be terrible, but nobody outside of the house would know. Yeah, I think that's a big problem too. Do you feel like in China, people would be embarrassed to tell somebody that they have this kind of problem?
我觉得是。
Yeah.
我觉得在任何一个国家可能都会是这个问题。
Yeah, I think so. I agree.
好吧。所以我们今天的话题差不多就到这儿了。那么你觉得女性怎么样才能算是活出独立的人生呢？欢迎大家和我们交流沟通。
All right, so how do you think that women in particular can live their best lives?In what way is that possible? So we invite all of you guys to think about that, and we will discuss it some more in our next episode. And until then, 再见。
再见。